I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. North Korea conducted an underground nuclear test, drawing condemnation from an alarmed global community. Open Doors' Jerry Dykstra says the closed country connects Christianity with a challenge to its sovereignty and ruthlessly suppresses evangelicals. Dykstra says keeping the country under constant prayer cover will make a difference.
We have a prayer campaign that's been going on for a year now, and we have people praying almost around the clock, but there's still room for more people to be involved. That commits people to 10 minutes of prayer every week for North Korea.
Next, there have been changes in the international adoption regulations in the Philippines. Bethany Christian Services' Joy De Khan says changes in the Inter-Country Adoption Board led to a close partnership in the Philippines. They've seen record growth this year, bringing the hope of Christ to another family. It's what De Khan says keeps her going.
For me, is one at a time, one foster family, one child, and one parent bringing the children after a long, long anguish time to give up their children to a Christian orphanage. For me, that is the impact, one at a time.
De Khan says they're trying to get the children home in time for Christmas. And the co-founder of Little Samaritan Mission, Lidiana Pindigblodge, went to be with the Lord last week, ending a three-year battle with cancer. Lidiana, at the age of 28, left a promising career as a soloist to help co-found Little Samaritan Mission with her husband, Florine, and has touched countless people in Eastern Europe through Christian radio, orphan outreach, and other work. Funeral services were held last week, but memorial gifts can still be made at their website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Buckner Orphan Care International's making available Michael Card CD, The Hidden Face of God, focusing on the suffering Christians experience in their walk with God. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.